This is the CSIS Global Health Interview Series at www.smartglobalhealth.org.
We're here today with Xiao Qing Lu Boyntan, who is a fellow with the Freeman Chair in China Studies at CSIS. Xiao Qing contributed to the recent report, Key Players in Global Health, How Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa Are Influencing the Game. Specifically, she co-wrote the chapter about China entitled, A Bare But Powerfully Soft Footprint, China's Global Health Diplomacy. Xiao Qing, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
What has historically driven China's global health engagements, and what drives China's global health engagements today?
Well, first of all, I want to point out that China has been sending its medical missions around the world since the 60s, with Algeria being its first recipient country in 1963. During those early days, China's health diplomacy was very much ideologically driven. One of the key drivers was the new China's desire to support liberation movements overseas, as well as to expand its political influence in countries that have had a shared interest in opposing imperialism. The majority of the recipient countries during that time were African. This approach has undergone several major changes over the past decades, and China's approach has become more pragmatic. Today, health diplomacy is viewed by Beijing as an important instrument of soft power, which helped build the country's image as a responsible stakeholder. And more importantly, China's health diplomacy is largely driven by its newfound economic strength, in the sense that China's global health programs have helped secure long-term, reliable access to natural resources, which will sustain its rapidly growing economy at home.
How did the outbreak of SARS spur China to engage differently on matters of global health and diplomacy?
SARS was a catalyst. The outbreak of SARS in 2003 has really brought home to the Chinese leadership the severe impact of global health crises on human security, economic growth, and stability, both at home and in the region. These are the issues that the Chinese government really cares about. And since then, we have noticed a growing Chinese engagement on global health, particularly in regions where China seeks closer economic ties, such as Southeast Asia, Latin America, and Africa.
In the report, you explain that although China is expanding its global health commitments, its health diplomacy faces several limits and constraints. What do you mean by this?
Well, there are two major limitations, one on the external side and the other on the domestic side. At the very core of China's health diplomacy is the principle of non-interference in domestic affairs. Traditional concerns of sovereignty and national security have refrained Beijing from addressing systemic problems in many aid recipient countries. This has resulted in a no-strings-attached aid policy, which ignores important governance issues such as transparency, anti-corruption, economic and political reforms that have been supported by the West. And as a result, China's aid approach has been under intensifying international pressure. And on the domestic side, China as a developing country faces significant challenges at home to provide quality health care. In 2009, the Chinese government has made a historic political and financial commitment to overhauling its health care system in the upcoming years. I would say that in the near to medium terms, the pull on resources and political attention will be overwhelmingly inward in China until they fix their domestic problems.
With China actively engaging in global health, what are the policy implications for the United States?
The policy implications for the United States are profound. China's no-strings-attached aid policy provides an alternative to Western-style development and economic and political reform in aid recipient countries. The Chinese development model has hence gained enormous popularity in many African capitals, particularly among those leaders who have actually benefited from poor governance and who are unwilling to implement economic and political reform that are demanded by United States as well as international organizations and other donor countries. However, China's growing engagement on global health also provides openings for new partnerships and future innovations between the United States and China if the two countries can realize a collaborative effort going forward.
Xiaoqing, thank you so much for joining us today. To read about China's global health engagements and the entirety of the BRICS report, please visit www.smartglobalhealth.org and click on the Publications tab.